get to autograph the last sheet.
We have a tremendous chus of having somebody who's doing Aliyah this week there at Israel, Gabriel Greenberg. It should be a yishuv toiv. It should go well. The Gemara tells us that somebody who lives in Eretz in Chutz Eretz and goes to Eretz Israel, so the people in Eretz Israel are called smarter or more intelligent and learning than the people of Chutz Eretz. But someone that comes from Chutz Eretz to Eretz Israel, so he is greater than the ones in Eretz Israel. He's even greater than the ones in Eretz Israel. So it's for someone leaving Chutz Eretz going to Eretz Israel, that's the biggest, highest level of learning and highest level of mile that a person can get to. So it's a schuz just to be part of it. And Baruch Hashem, it's one of the pillars of the shir. So obviously, you will be very missed. And hopefully, we'll still keep in touch going through the shir. We're starting now the...
He's leaving a forwarding address for us.
Yeah, of course. We're starting now with the halachas of Pesukah de Zimra. That's where we are in the halachas tefillah. And today, we'll basically learn and focus on the halachas of Hefsek and Pesukah de Zimra, when you have to stop in the middle. But to get to that, I want to first understand just what is the structure of Pesukah de Zimra. Where did Pesukah de Zimra come from? Well, what do we have over here? So as the Tur mentions, based on the Rif, on the Rosh, the source of Pesukah de Zimra is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And in Brachas, but we're bringing here the Gemara and the quotas from the Gemara of the Zarah, number one on your page on the top right side. So go back to the Dorish of Smaloi, the Dorish of Smaloi, lo ilo misadeh adu shvach shakosh al mokor yim achak ispalo. First of all, you misadeh the shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You first of all praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you daven. Minolon mi Moshe Rabbeinu dichtiv Hashem Elokim atach eloi sol ha'aretz es avdechon. When Moshe Rabbeinu daven and begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go into Eretz Yisrael, so then he wasn't zoich to go into Eretz Yisrael. So in the beginning, before starting begging, he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, so you start with praise. And the praise is what we do Pesukah de Zimra in order to qualify for this praise. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Ches, number 2, brings the following. The end of the first line of Avyasi. You should say Allah every day. So, what do you mean? You can't do Allah every day. Adarav is saying Allah every day is a problem. As Mecharav and Megadif, the Mefarshim here on the Sugya explain in length, we're doing Allah is basically saying that we're living and we're always expecting miracles to happen. And we the main day-to-day life is not the miracles. So, as Mecharav and Megadif, what do you mean? Ki kamina zok kamara bipsukei de zimra. Psukei de zimra. Right? Bipsukei de zimra. That's what it is. Psukei de zimra. Now, so
you mean that's what it is. That's what it is instead of Hallel.
That's instead of Hallel. When it says you have to go and do a Hallel and Shabbat Kodesh Baruch Hu, doesn't mean Hallel that we say in Hallel Rosh Chodesh or in Yom Tov. It means praising Kodesh Baruch Hu with the Pesukim of Pesukim de Zimra. Rashi, interesting enough, just to point it out, not to get too much into this idea, Rashi says Pesukim de Zimra is Shnei Mizruayim Shel Hilulim Halus Hashem Nashamayim Alu Kel B'Kotcher. He says only two of the Lukas that we have. We'll get to it next year. We'll speak about the when you have to skip in Pesukah de Zimra. So which things are more important? Rashi holds here, the main Pesukah de Zimra is that. But as you see, if you look at the Rif of number 3 in the page, the Rif says, when he brings his Gemara, he quotes the Gemara. Okay, agreeing in Pesukah de Zimra, says the Rif, what is that? U'mayniu miti'ilu le'dovid at kol ha'shmot ha'alakol. It's the psukim in the end of Tehillim, starting with Tehillim of David, which for us what we call Ashrei, because we had the word Ashrei before, and going on until the end of the psukim of Tehillim, until you get to Baruch Hashem Lo Elamein V'Amein. That's the Rif quotes as the main psuk of the Zimra. If you look at the Rambam says, in Perek Zayim Yechusfil Aloch Yud Beis, number 4 on your page, what's the Pesukah de Zimra? You do the last prokim of Tehillim. From Tehillim of David until the end of Sefer Tehillim is basically all the, from Ashrei, all the Lukas that we say, until you get the Kol HaShemot HaLukah HaLukah. That's what's the main Pesukah de Zimra. The Kfar Nogus, Rav already brings, We do say some psukim before and after. What's the psukim we say before? We say Yichvoyed Hashem Lo'ilam. That's why before Ashrei. And we have the Mizvah Toida and Hoidu. That's before. We'll get to Hoidu in a second. We'll see where we say that. And then you have Vayivarech Dovi coming after Pesukim Dezimra. V'tignu Baruch Lefnei Azir Yisir Baruch Sholomai Baruch Lachem Rishtabach. We'll get to in 1 second. Then you have Kriyashva. So that the Rambam brings already also, like the Rif, the main Pesukim Dezimra, the 5 prokim or 6 prokim that you have in the end of Sefer Tehillim. So here we have already 2 sources in the Gemara that you have to say Pesukim Dezimra. You have the one source that says that you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you start. And you have the other source that says you have to say Halam B'chol Yayim. So 2 things. The Torah, number 5, he brings these Gemaras, he brings another Gemara as well. He says, we'll skip a second the first few lines, and he says the following. V'nitkan HaBaruch Hazu M'shumad Deyisei Perek Kol Kisei HaKadosh Yechel Kim Goyim Rehalal B'chol Yayim. You have to say Halam every day. U'maskin Kol HaPesukim Dezimra. He's quoting the Rif, the main Pesuk of the Zirma, the last Perakim Tehillim. He brings the Gemara that says he had to say Ashrei 3 times a day. He ends with the Gemara, the first Gemara we start with. So that's what you have to do Pesuk of the Zirma. That's what you do Pesuk of the Zirma. So why you need all these Gemaras? Why you need the Gemara to tell you to do Shvach before davening? Tell you also Gemara that says the Halal B'chol Yom, and you also have to say Ashrei. Why do you need all that? So if you look at the Bach, which is right here on or surrounding the tour, the Bach says the following. He says, near the Ma'at, the Kol Kisei Pekan, the Brochus, the Anish, while the Kibul Secha Godo Loyal Mabo, Pamiris Mizbarim Eilu B'chol Yom. So you have to do Halal every day. What's Halal? Say Pesuk Dezimu. It's a great thing. Great Secha. I don't know, you are obligated to say Pesukim Dezimra. It's a great thing to do it. But who said you're obligated to do it? Because it's not obligated, it's not appropriate to do a brocha. It's an obligation. It's a requirement to do Pesukim Dezimra. So accept the fact that it's a good thing to do, you're obligated to do it. And now, it says the Bach, and this is where we enter into the next part, where we go from here. Because you have obligation to say the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore you have a bracha before and a bracha after. What's the bracha before? Baruch Sholomach. What's the bracha after? Yishtabach. So the only reason, the reason I need a second Gemara is I need to know that you're obligated. Because if you're not obligated, so you can't do a bracha. So the bracha, it's not just a good thing to do. It's an obligation to do it. If I have a bracha, it's always like a tzivu to do it. And therefore, you need the bracha to tell you it's chayva. Ends the bach, aval, lefi shoya, el shvi, shakosha, marochum, nisabah shvachol, is morim, til adobe, kol shaman alkohol. Why the fkadiz is morim, and something else? That's what you say, it's idea of the halal and all these things to do it. So he says the Bach, you need to have both things. You need to tell you it's obligation, so you can say a bracha before and after. You need to tell me that these are the psukim, halal to do it. Halal, I mean, halal psukim de zimra, to know which ones to say. So therefore you have, that's the structure of psukim de zimra. You have the bracha before, you have the bracha after, and then you have the psukim de zimra in between. And that's the idea of how Pesukim Dezimra started. That's what you have. Now, interesting enough to point out, we all know the Nusach Ashkenazi Sfarad, when we go to our shuls over here, is where do you say Baruch Shalom? Do you say Baruch Shalom before Hoidu? Do you say Baruch Shalom after Hoidu? If you look at the Torah in number 6 below, it's a Torah later in the Siman, he says the following. There's different minhagim, which Pesukim you add. You have different Pesukim. Some say the psukim, or we say the hoidu l'Hashem, and anything and other proka that you bring, you do before Baruch Shama. Ashkenaz noegim loyim Baruch Shama miyad v'achav kol ha'mizmorim. You say Baruch Shama, then you do the mizmorim. Pein b'chol v'mishabes. The Hoidu the Baruch Shem is first. Says the Tor, says the Torah, if anywhere you're saying other psukim, so you should say bracha before and after. So that's really the Torah is there, can make, well, yeah, what we call minig hashkenaz, that you say baruch shalom before you say all the psukim of zimra. Minig sfarad is another minig that you say these psukim, they're not part, not so much part of psukim of zimra, you leave them before, and you say the baruch shalom before the ikum psukim of zimra, you just add the ichavoid. Right, that's it. But you see the Baruch Shalom line before. By the way,
what's the logic on Nusach Svar?
Because you say the Baruch Shalom on the Iker Psuk of the Zimra, which is the main Psuk of the Zimra. The main Psuk of the Zimra starts only from Ashrei. So therefore, the other Psuk, we're not part of it, so you say the Baruch before. It's interesting why the Baruch after, you say, you don't say right after the Psuk of the Zimra, you say it after by Baruch David. And you say, right, after you've worked over, that's what you say it. So we'll see soon, it may be because of the problem of a hefsek. Interesting enough, if you look at the Rambam holds, and this we're not going to go into much today, but the Rambam holds as Yashir is not part of the Sukkot Zimra, you say it afterwards. If you look at the Rambam, go back to the Rambam number 4, if you look at Halach Yud Gimel, look at the Rambam, Yesh Mekoyim Mishinogu in the Kuz B'chol Yoyim, Achar Shavochim Mishtabach, after you say Yishtabach, what do you say? Shira Sayam. That's what he says. There's another minute to Hazinu. So the Rambam says the Shira Sayam goes after Ishtalach, not before.
Does anybody do that? What
a I don't think anybody does it today. Not that I know of. I think the Sephardim also don't do it today.
So when does the Hurachim come in before Ashrei? We say
that's part of Sukkim.
So why don't we say that before Baruch Shamar? Even the
Yichvoit.
Yeah,
right. So again, why the that I don't know. Why the Minhag picked more one with the other?
Those few psukim made it in,
and the other ones not.
After the bracha, but the others didn't.
Yeah, it could be where the source comes from. I'm not sure. But just the only thing with even the Torah is the idea that really Baruch, the remember this is going to be the basis also for the next year. Beis Hashem, the main part of psukim d'zimra is the prakim in the end of Tehillim starts with Tehillah David. I call it Shmot HaLakol Luka. That's the Pesukah of Zimra. And Baruch Shalom and Yishtabach is the Baruch before and after. Then you have additions. And that's when Nusach Svayat says these additions before. Nusach Hashem puts it into Pesukah of Zimra. And then you have Pesukim after. All that is part of that of the structure. But the main Pesukah of Zimra is the Baruch Shalom and Yishtabach Pesukah of Zimra. Tomorrow night, Mr. Hashem is going to be the Yortzeit and my Rebbe, Ramon Shapiro, Zechat Zayin Lebracha. So I'm just going to mention that he told us once that he grew up. He was in a very Ashkenaz minhag house. And that's how he grew, and he was surrounded by Nusach Ashkenaz. He was so surrounded by Nusach Ashkenaz that he wasn't exposed to Nusach Sfarad until a much later age. So he said that the first time he found the Nusach Sfarad Siddur, he was still a kid, he opens the Siddur and he sees that the Hoidu comes before Baruch Shamar. So he goes to his father and tells him, hey, there's a, you know, it's a misprint over here. They printed the Baruch Shamar and they're not in the right place. I don't know, the Nusach Svar, that's how it goes. So you see, they even bring already the tour brings that the two minhagim, these two minhagim, Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Svar, where exactly the psukim, which are not the main psukim of the Zimra. Just to mention, before we get into the halachas of the hefsek over here, that there's a Tulas Yaakov, which is a sefer on Tfilo, which it goes on, Derech Pshat, Remez, Drash, Soid, it goes into Kabbalah things, but the Taz quotes this Tulas Yaakov, and he brings, well, Baruch Shalmai, if you look at number 7 on top of the page, he says, Oisibur Zeruah, Ki Shvach Zetiknu Anchekes Akdoilo, Api Pisco Shenoflo Minashamayim. Baruch Shalmai is not Stama Bracha. It's a special, they got some message from Shamayim of which words to use with Baruch Shalmai. Matsu Kosubo Vieshbo Pezayin Tavers, the 87 letters, words. Chenkos Besefer Echolois. Vasimen roisha kesem paz. There's a simon to the words of Baruch Shomar. Ve'amoisiv gerem misperzeh toyev esoyse kavonim chuvus bois. There's a big thing of the Kabbalah. What is Baruch Shomar referring to? But you see, this thing is something very big, and that's the bracha that we say before Pesukim Zimra. Just to point that out, the Taz brings it in the beginning of the simon. So we have the Baruch Shomar, we have the Pesukim Zimra. Baruch Shomar is a special bracha. We have the Pesukim Zimra, then we have the Mishtabach, and that's the structure of how we start our davening after we said the Kabbalas. The Rif, number 8 over here, the Rif says, He brings the whole Gemara that the Tur says, that the Tur quotes, basically the Tur is quoting the Rif. He brings the Gemaras that say that Achiloisa, the Gemara says Tilo David, he sees the Echel Kibre, the whole structure we got the Psukim that we quote in the Rif. And then he says over there, after, towards the end of the Rif, go to the last five lines, he says, Fetekinu Rabban Lameima, Bracha Mikamayu, Bracha Basrai. You had to say a bracha before and bracha after. Umayniu bracha shomar v'ishtabach. Hilkach mibayelei le'inish to ishtayui. Mechimatche bracha shomar v'sayin shmon esra. Says the Rif, based on that, you're not allowed to speak in middle of Sukkot Zimah. No talking. You can't do hefsek. Why?
What?
Based on the fact you have a bracha before and bracha after. Why? Because right now that means you made that structure. It's like, if you have to take an example of what we do, is when you have halal, and you do a bracha on halal beginning and after, so it makes it one thing which you can't stop in the middle. Says the Rif, when you say psukah dezimra, and you have a bracha before and bracha after, that puts it into one structure with a bracha lifnei and bracha lacharim, you can't do a hefsek, it's all one shot. Because the bracha goes into the whole psukah dezimra, you're going to speak about. So there you can't do a hefsek in the middle. The Rif ends, he says also, achim sayin shwana esra. So the Torah quotes the Mishnah, explains, because afterwards, we're going to learn that you should not do a hefsek between Yishtabach and Yitzhar. And you should not do a hefsek between Kriya Shema and Shmoneh Esrei, right? So we may live, you can't do a hefsek in Pesukah Dezimra, you cannot do a hefsek from the beginning of Pesukah Dezimra until you get to the end of Shmoneh Esrei. It's not, but the part that we need for us right now is you can't do a hefsek between Baruch Shema and Yishtabach because the brachas basically, you know, close them up. This is one shot. The brachas go on the whole Pesukah Dezimra. So you cannot do a hefsek between Baruch Shomar and Yishtabach. And we may continue until Shmoneh. So that's what the Rif brings. And so the Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha. As Shulchan Aruch says,
what about Nusach Sfard? Does it start at Baruch Shomar?
Start at Baruch Shomar, yeah.
Yeah.
Not before. Because the hefsek is because of the bracha. If you look at number 9, the Shulchan Aruch says, that's the halacha that we learn from the Rif. Zog de Ramah, that feel tzorich mitzvah in ledaber b'moch shom leishtabach. Even for mitzvah, you should not stop b'moch shom leishtabach. Now, but, adds the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Hei, the halacha is that we beis Hashem will go more into it when we get to Hilchos Kriya Shma. Says the Shulchan Aruch, b'mizmorim ha'elu shom b'nei ha'kovet ha'meshi shom l'chaladom. There is halachas, there's specific halachas, anybody learning Gemara brachas knows it, that there you could stop even in the middle of the brachas of Kriya Shema when someone comes and tells you hello. So it depends who the person is. If it's a person who's you're afraid of, it's a guy, so you have certain halachas, that's a king, or if it's someone you have to respect, like a rabbi, so then there are times where you could stop. So the only thing I want to point out, because we're not going right now into that sugya, is the fact that there is, except for just to bring an example, the Shulchan Aruch already brings that the same hafsakas that you have by Kriya Shema for sure will work by Pesukah Dezimra. Whatever you could stop at Kriya Shema, you could stop Pesukah Dezimra as well. Now, the Ramah quotes over here, the even levar mitzvah, you should not stop. Even levar mitzvah. You should not stop in the middle of a Pesukah Dezimra, you should not stop. I want to maybe skip what I want to get to second, then the numbers, even though the numbers are in a different order, just to go straight to that point. If you look at number 16, you have a tshuva from Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe. There's a tshuva that somebody asked him a shayla. He's in a shul where people don't know where they're holding, right? You know, in the more called, let's say when you have Bala tshuva in the crowd, so you know, a lot of times the rabbi gets up and says, everybody, please turn to page 116. That's what we're holding. You know, line 3, that's what we start reading. So someone asked him, can you do that in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra? Can you stop and tell people where they're holding? And maybe in the middle of Kriya Shema, he was asking these questions. And Ramosha there gives a tshuva, where can you stop, where you cannot stop. And he says the following. He goes into the whole idea of why don't you stop in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra. And then he ends, he says, if you need to talk and something has to do with tefillah, with davening itself, then you could stop. It's not a Kriya Shema thing, so you're not allowed to stop because Kriya Shema. It's not because you're not allowed to stop in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra. You're saying Tehillim. It's because we said, like we said before, you have a bracha before, bracha after. Shemitzraya bracha matzinu shemutu lafsika chabrika samoitzi kodim shoich l'tzorcha seudo. We know when a person washes for a moitzi and there's missing salt on the table, he can ask his wife for the salt. We try to say melach instead of saying salt, you know, just to remember that you're not just talking. But in the case, you could say salt too. If you're missing the knife, you're about to cut the bread, the challah, the knife is on the table, you can tell your wife, I need the knife. How are you not allowed to stop between the brocho and amoitzi, and the achila? But if it's for the achila, you could do it. So the same thing over here, if I need it for the davening, then you could stop. It says, one of the other stories said, and that's what he says, but then he ends, when you get to Bikrish, where you can't stop. But doing Pesukah de Zimra, if they're having what's the carpet says, we're holding in page one, this and this, if it's Tzorech Tefillah, you could. You could do Tzorech Tefillah. Chura, just to Ha'or L'maisa, I see this in the Arkeilus, it's very Negei L'maisa. As many times when you have a Tefillah in Shabbos, you get to Tzorech Zman Kriyashma. So you want to announce that people should not forget to do Kriyashma. Right? So the question is, can you announce after they already started Pesukah de Zimra? After Baruch Shalma. So the Chur, obviously, whatever you could do without before Pesukah Zimra, you should do before Pesukah Zimra. But if they forget, and you have to announce doing Pesukah Zimra, anybody who came late, remember to do Kriyat Shema, the Chur should be able to do it during Pesukah Zimra, because it is Tzorech Tefillah. As the Rosh says, anything which is Tzorech Tefillah, you could do even in the middle of Pesukah Zimra. So that's just one nekudo, because the Ramah pointed out that you can't stop in the middle.
But if you could go like this and like this, you should just do that, right?
Yeah. I'm saying when you want to announce a shul.
Okay.
You want to announce a shul. You want to say Bima. So he's been Kriyat Shema 8:20, 9:20. Make sure to say before.
Well, what I'm saying is they do that, and they do it before, and then all the latecomers come in afterwards, and they're not even going to know this. So you want to try
so
and
you mention it, yeah.
So can you tell them, or do you have to go?
It's you probably can tell them. Anything Tzorech Tefillah is not a problem. I mean, obviously, whatever you can avoid it, you know, it's better than you try to answer.
Very common.
Pericom, yeah. Now, the Bishtayzim adds you one thing, that whenever you do have to stop, whatever the reason you have to stop, whatever the reason, right now we saw only one reason. The Bishtayzim says the following. The Kosa Rava, David of Udroam, the Rishon, Sharam, the Tajbetz, Kshatzoich Laavsik, Boch Shom Leishtabach, when you do have to stop, you Boch Shom Leishtabach, Haya Oimer Kodishi Dabel Absukim Boch Hashem Kisrom in Oilom Ad Oilom. For Yomer Kol Olam Main Valel Hashem Boch. That's this pasuk. Not all Nusachim say this pasuk. O Baruch Hashem Loilam Main Val Main. Baruch Hashem Mitzion. Baruch Hashem Lekiyul Yisrael. Baruch Hashem Kvoid Loilam. These pasukim. These pasukim. If you look at the left, number 12, that's the Baruch Hashem Loilam Main Val Main. That's what we say after we end Kol Hashem Atalko Haluluko. Before we do Vayevorech Tovit, you say these pasukim, right? Baruch Hashem Loilam. If you look, except the first pasuk. Baruch Hashem Loilam Amen Vamein, that's the first pasuk that you have there, number 12. Baruch Hashem Itzir in the second pasuk. Baruch Hashem Loikim in the third pasuk. Baruch Hashem Kvoid is the fourth. And this is the one, this is what he says. So you have to do Avsek, say this before, this could be like a break. Before you break out, say that. And then, when you could look at what it didn't use, Kashechoyz Latchil, Mokashe Pasuk, Ayomel Gamil Absukah, Yushikamoy Brocha. It's like a Brocha. So if you do have to stop, do a Brocha in the middle, and then do that. It's as if you're doing a bracha to end the Baruch Shama. When you come back, you do the bracha again to start again the Baruch Shama. The Mogen Avraham brings the halacha as well. So the soul does Mishnah Berurah. If you look at number 11, Kishtzok lafseikem baruch Hashem loyim ad v'baruch tovid. Kashechoyzel amok shapos agim and gam kila psukin da'av kimoi bracha lefneim v'acharem. So this is a halacha that many people don't know. If you do have to stop in the middle of psukin the zimra, you say baruch Hashem loyim in wherever you stop, and when you come back. And we'll get back to that soon. So this is regarding the Hefsek. Now, when we speak about the Hefsek, the Mishnah Berurah says over here the following. If you look at number 15, the Mishnah Berurah says in the first line, if you speak in the middle of Pesukah Zimra, it's not good. Yeah, I can't do a Hefsek. What happens if you did speak? Too bad. You should not speak. If you spoke, you spoke. But what happens if you speak between Baruch Shalma and Hoidu? Between the Baruch and Hoidu. By the way, if anybody remembers here in the Shir, we discussed this. We spoke about B'dikas Chametz. The Loch of B'dikas Chametz is, when a person does a Baruch of B'dikas Chametz, he's not allowed to stop and talk from then until he finishes Bikas Chametz. But if he did speak, it's still okay. But if he spoke between the bracha and the beginning of the bdika, then he has a problem. Same thing when you have the bracha, we learn the same thing in the brachas of Tkiyas Shofar. When you do Tkiyas Shofar in shul, you do the bracha to hear the kol shofar. And then you have to hear the tkiyas right away. If a person heard the bracha and he did not hear the first tkiyas, so then he has a problem with the bracha as well. Because the bracha is chal on the first thing that you do. That's what attached. Then afterwards you do hefsek, it's a problem, but it's not such a big problem. You don't chayz do the bracha. The Mishabura says, what happens if you did a speaking between Baruch Shalom and Hoidu? So he said, Efshar shetzoich lachzo levorek mishum hefsek. So that primogodim says, if you stopped in the middle, so then you have a problem. It's really, you may need to go and say Baruch Shalom again. That's what primogodim brings. Says the Mishnah Berurah another thing. Even to stop in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, and this is a tremendous chiddush. In the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, and then, you know, suddenly you have to think and learn something, or something's bothering you. You're not talking to anybody. You're just stopping a second, and you want to think to yourself about something. Can you do that in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra? You want to do a break and be silent? The Mishnah Berurah says you can't. The Mishnah Berurah is based on the following. If you look at number 13 on the top, it says the Mogen Avraham brings in Siman Reish Shvav. It says the following. In Birch HaMitzvah La'asos, Al Dover Le'echloi, Filoi also Biyad Al-Fisha. He did a bracha, and he couldn't do it right away. Then he Akev Yoisav Mekadei Sheilas Talmid L'Rav. He did a big break, more than the words Shalim Alech Rabbi. Filoi also Biyad Al-Tzuch La'asol L'Vorch. You need to go and repeat yourself, because he did an Efsik. Ad Kashom B'Seyed V'Shem Shibu L'Aleket. And he brings up, brings up what Joam says, that being quiet, being silent, is not a hefsek. But the evidence of can't be in a time. So the Mogavram himself says, hefsek, you don't stop. So the Mogavram says, comes with Kiveger on the spot over there. Says no, the raya in the Mugravram says not a good raya. The raya from Jerome is speaking when you stop in the middle of Kriya Satoira and you want to stop because they're doing Galila or Agbe or whatever. So there you're doing something in between. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah is talking based on Kiveger, that argues the Mugravram, that holds that a hefsek be deeper is not a problem according to Mugravram. Kiveger says his raya is not a good raya. And then you have to be choshish to stop in the middle. That's what Mishnah Berurah says.
But that's a middle
of Pesukei
Zimra, only between
Baruch
Shomar and Hoidu.
In the middle of Pesukei Zimra, Hoidu, I think. No, you want to say it's only Baruch Shomar and Hoidu? I hear. Because he probably did the Baruch on this, because that's also the Rav of the Yom. Yeah. I hear. When I looked at it the first time, I wasn't sure. Let me look at the Mishnah Berurah inside. I have been a time. I hear. Maybe it's only between the bracha and the Hosham. I hear. It's a good point. Because the Mishabur is talking about between the bracha and then, also the Vidyorah speaks about bracha. The problem is the Rayo, I think the Mugna Avram, who speaks about Turkey de Dibur, and Simon Rei Shvav, speaks about not even after a bracha. So that's what I have. Okay, I hear. I'm not sure. Then maybe a hefsek is also, it's only between the bracha and Hoidu.
Now, how we do bracha. Then we wait for the betfila to finish, and everybody is quiet and waiting for the betfila. That's a hefsek.
No, so there it says you do Yishtabach. And we'll get to it. Hopefully, we have time. Let's see. So very good. So let's just see two more things here in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says the following. First of all, he says, "B'dibur zok the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Ches, Sif Kodesh Ches, that filu bochu boch shmoi also loymak van shloisko begemar. You don't see bochu shmoi. Avol amein mutar la'anois a kol brachah shomea filu beemsa posuk shuvu pesukah dezimra. You say amein. Amein, you could say in the middle of pesukah dezimra. In makom to solak yana, if you're in the middle of, you're not in the middle of a sentence or in the middle of a paragraph." So he says you can say because of Shiyotza. And we'll see soon that it's not so poshut. The Mishnah Berurah holds you can say Shiyotza doing Pesukei Dezimra every year. You have all that, you can do it. Right? By the way, interesting, Ramosha finds it, brings it, Shlomo Zalman brings it, based on the Rambam. It says when you say Amen, he says you could say, it's Amen on a regular bracha. An Amen on Kaddish, but not every Amen of Kaddish. So only the omlins of Kaddish the Rambam mentioned. So even though the Rambam does mention Yasal Purkoni Vikor Meshiche, from Nusach Sfar it says, but he doesn't mention say omen over there. So they bring even the Arminix to say omen after Yasal Purkoni Vikor Meshiche, but you can't say that in the middle of Sukkot Zimra. Because the omen of Yasal Purkoni, it's an omen which is not brought down in earlier sources. So therefore, even in Kaddish, you say omen on the first omen, it's Kaddish Kaddish Rehabba on the omen, and you say omen on the second, like the omen that comes Omen Yishmirah, obviously, the next Omen, Omen Tiskabel. These are the Omens, these are the main Omens of Kaddish. So just to mention, because the Omens. But in general, regular Omens and Brachas, you could say, that's what Mishabur says, anything that you have in the middle, which has to do with the Bracha, and here he says, even because Ashayotza, you could say. Later he brings, I didn't bring it over here, he says that, Pashut, he says like this, the Misyare Shiyavaz Man Kriyishma. It's not here on the page. First of all, he's in the middle of Pesukah Zimra, he realizes, oh, Kriyishma is going to come. Time for Kriyishma. Kodesh Yegiyah, the Kriyishma said, Tfilah v'shach Eloi, my God, Baruch Shammah. He forgot to say before Baruch Shammah. Mutu Eloi, le'afsik v'li Kriyishma. He can stop in the middle of Pesukah Zimra and say Kriyishma. And then he says also, because the Torah, begins anything, says the Mishabura, which is essential. It's either Omen and a Bracha, Kriyishma, Moedin Darabonon. You have to say because the Torah. You could stop in the middle and say, which this really fits with the Igros Moshe mentioned before, that Stam Tzorich Tefillah could say. So you could say even the Tefillah itself, if you could even give instructions, you for sure could say it. Now, what I wanted to get and conclude today is one thing which is very negiah today, today's days of the year, especially in this place. Now, Neitzachamo is very late. Morning starts very late, right? Many minyanim, they daven around 6 o'clock, 6:10, 6:20, and you have a problem today with Hanochas Talas and Tefillin. Hopefully we'll get to a shiur just what's the right way exactly to do Hanochas Talas and Tefillin or not. But the minhag many people do over here, meaning the many of the poskim go today, is that they wait to put Talas and Tefillin until the time of Talas and Tefillin. So, if time of Talas and Tefillin, let's say, is 6:20, and you're davening Shach is 6:10. They start davening, and then you do another Talas and Tefillin 6:20. That's what they do. The Ikari Din is brought down. You could put the Talas and Tefillin even before and just do the bracha then. But I think it's easier for people today to put a Talas after they say a bracha. Then say a bracha. For most people, it's easier just to put Talas and Tefillin when the time comes, and they do it when it comes the Zman Talas and Tefillin. The Shaila is, what happens in the Milpsuk of the Zimra? What should you do then? Should you say the bracha of the Milpsuk of the Zimra, put a Talas on the Sipsuk of the Zimra, or not? Or wait to the end? So the Maase, if you go to the other side of the page, number 17,
when would the end be? It would be
after Yishtabach. So very good. So let's see that. The number 17 Shana says the following. Ein levoich atifa tzitzis beim sukkah de zimra liyishtabach. Don't say tzitzis between after you end the Pesukah Dezimra and Yishtabach. That's Afsik. If you have to choose when to say Talas Tefillin, do you say it before Yishtabach or after Yishtabach? Do it after Yishtabach. Zog the Ramo. Mio shnech tzibur im lo ayalotas b'tchilo yis'atef b'tzitzis koitim sh'yadche Yishtabach. The shnech tzibur needs to do Talas before. K'nei she'erim ha'akadish miyadach Yishtabach. V'lo yafsik. That's what he says. Then he brings also that if you have to have a minion. So that's, if you're getting to the end of Pesukah Dezimra, let's say they get to the end of Pesukah Dezimra, and Pesukah Dezimra ends at 6:20. Everybody finished Pesukah Dezimra. So now the Shiloh is going to do Talas Tefillin. So the Tzibur should do it after Yishtabach, because it's better to do a break between Yishtabach and Yitzhar, Yishtabach and Baruch Hu, and not it before. And the Chazen, the Shlich Tzibur, should do it before Yishtabach. And that's a Kubal. But what happens if the time comes in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra? Not after. Now you finish Pesukah Zimra. You're in the middle. Here he says, don't stop between Pesukah Zimra and Yishtabach. But what happens? I'm not in the Pesukah Zimra. I'm in the middle of Pesukah Zimra. So look at Mishnah Berurah over here. Mishnah Berurah says, really it's based on Kiveger. We don't have time to go look at Kiveger inside. So we'll just quote the Mishnah Berurah brings up Kiveger. He says the following. Ein levorach afilim lo ayalotais adato vav shubin aprokim v'kom lo kivan shabrocho kaya Pesukah Zimra. And Roy Shivsek Beinon, Levin Brocha Chayin, they do it, don't stop in the middle. The Brocha Lidus over Mitzvah. Aval, says the Mishnah Berurah. Mikoydim Lezeh Pesukah Dezimra, doing Pesukah Dezimra before Yishtabach, Al Koponim Ben Aprokim Yenech Talas Yivorech. He should do He should between the stop it between two prokim and do the bracha. Especially if he doesn't want to be without Taz Tefillin, that's not to get this. It's a whole tzibur. So Shabura says, doing Taz Tefillin, he goes to the Shittasri, what we said before. That you could do talents, you could do a bracha in the middle of davening, you could do Shema in the middle of davening, in the middle of Pesukah Zimra, you could do Mayin in the middle of Zimra. So of course you could do it, so Taz in the middle of Pesukah Zimra. So Shabura says, no problem to do it in the middle. And so he brings the Bir Aloch. If you look at Bir Aloch number 20, he brings the Kveger as a Sofik. And then just let's see the end. He says, Al Ken, he brings the case he's speaking about. It's 5-6 lines before the end in Bir Alocha. He needs to go to the bathroom. And the middle of the Zimra. Father has a tzorach. Night till Yadov. He washes his hand. Now you do a Asher Yotzar because you can do a Asher Yotzar. You can do a broch in the middle. He's speaking about that he did a broch in the talis before. So he removes the talis. He can do it back without a broch. And then he puts the tefillin and he says a bracha. Because he can't go into the bathroom with tefillin. So therefore he has to do a bracha again.
Well, for tefillin.
Standing
in the bathroom? Any kind of bathroom?
Yeah. Yeah. Because we don't go into tefillin even for standing. Tefillin you don't go with. It's not like what we spoke about is kittel. So that's what Bir Aloha says. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but Kveger himself is Sofek. He's not sure about that. Regarding the middle of Pesukah Zimra. If you look just to see the he brings in the middle, if you look, obviously in the middle of the Kveger, because the Kol Shekan, Pesukah Zimra, Ben HaProkim, I think you should stop, says the Kveger. Omnam, in Losh Dai Kemoin Shekan, Al Dibir HaKol, but the Kol Sheloi Niech Tfil, and Koin Bo Shoma, Yamti, Al Chishtav, and Niech Tfil, Voech, the Mashmo is not like that. So Kveger goes back and forth, and he ends in the end, if you look at the last line, Kveger is not sure about it. Should he do a bracha between the prokim and Burtas Tefillin or not? He's not sure. But the Mishnebura passes because they do it. So if you want to be nervous, I mean, obviously, Kveger says he's not sure. So if you want to wait till Ishtaba, you can do that. But the Mishnebura passes because that you could do between the prokim. So this comes out. Can you stop in the middle to do a bracha? Can you stop in the middle to do other things, do shema and everything else? Shmuel holds you could. And so you could put a thousand fillin. So as long as you finish Pesukah Zimra, better to do a thousand fillin after Yishtabach. Not to have a hefsek between the Pesukah Zimra and Yishtabach. So that's the even hefsek, baby. To be quiet, you should not stop. That's because it's between the bracha. Even if maybe in the middle you could, which I'm not sure about. But after Yishtabach, then you do the thousand fillin after. But if you're in the middle of Pesukah Zimra, Zog Mishabura, you should do it in the middle because you could do hefsek for other things. Obviously, it's time to shmooze, and you can do it. That's where you come out, because Baruch Shama and Yishtabach is really one process going from Bracha, Baruch Shama to Baruch Yishtabach, and that's where it comes the source of no hefsek in Pesukah Zimra. Yeshem. Next week, I'm not going to be here. I'll actually be in Eretz Yisrael.